With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump says he thinks the United States has not sent a clear message of support for Israel before the Hamas incursion.
On that terrible Saturday morning, the world saw once again that the conflict between Israel and Hamas is not a conflict between two equal sides. This is a fight between civilization and savagery, between decency and depravity, and between good and evil. There is no comparison between a group that worships death and a group that cherishes life.
Church bells ringing in Maine today as residents gathered to pray, reflect, and support one another following the worst mass shooting in that state's history. Authorities say a 40-year-old man opened fire Wednesday in two different locations, killing 18 people. At least 13 others were wounded. Also at SRNnews.com, more and more Democrats losing faith in President Biden. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The latest Gallup poll shows the president's job approval rating among Democrats dropping 11 percentage points in just the last month. 75% of Democrats now approve of Joe Biden's performance. That's the worst reading of his presidency from his own party. He's also lost ground among independents. Overall, the president's approval rating is at his personal low in the Gallup research at 37%. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ohio Supreme Court upholding a 65-year prison term for a Central Ohio woman who pled guilty to stealing jewelry and other valuables from elderly residents at nursing homes. The court ruled that a trial court properly imposed consecutive sentences on former nurse's aide Susan Gwynn. This is SRN News. Clemson takes a step back from transgenderism.
The South Carolina University has decided to remove feminine hygiene dispensers from the men's bathrooms on campus. This is a victory for the Clemson College Republicans Club, which had been fighting to have the dispensers removed for the past year. Things got moving when Republican South Carolina State Representative April Cromer contacted school officials. The campus GOP club also got help from the South Carolina State Freedom Caucus. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Relatives of victims of war crimes committed by Myanmar's military filing a criminal complaint in the Philippines as they increasingly seek to hold the generals accountable in courts outside their country. Hundreds of people have been killed in artillery bombardments as well as airstrikes in Chin, the only predominantly Christian state. This is SRN News. A King Charles III wants to look to the future when his four-day state visit to Kenya begins Wednesday. Here's Rhonda Rockstra.
But first, he'll have to confront the past. Charles is facing calls to address the legacy of eight decades of British colonial rule, while also facing complaints foreigners still own large swaths of rich farmland and the UK has failed to accept responsibility for the crimes of British soldiers stationed in Kenya. The trip will also be closely watched around the world because it's the King's first state visit to an African nation and his first to a Commonwealth member since he ascended to the throne last year.
A Georgia man arrested in connection with the death of the great-nephew of the late singer Nat King Cole. 31-year-old Tracy Cole was stabbed to death in Atlanta 2 months ago. Investigators have now charged Ricardo Gael with murder in that case. More details at SRNnews.com.